right, now what, Chase?
Now, basically, you're going to confer. You guys can, if you have more questions for listeners, you can ask them. You can talk amongst yourselves.
This seems like something new added. Was this in his original diagram?
He said that he wanted us to kind of comment.
He said that after I said it didn't make sense that she was going to be the one doing it.
No, it was in my...
It's written in there.
Sean...
It is written in there. Okay. Okay.
Sky has the final
say. Yeah, Sky has the final say.
Okay.
Eddie?
I like the first guy's call. That chick sounds like a total beating and a bitch and just... You know, I would hate to have a coworker like that and just walking around, strutting her stuff, talking about, you know, how she has this beautiful engagement ring and is not even going to marry the guy. I'd be like, whatever. I felt beat up just hearing the story. So my vote would be that first guy. I like that guy.
My vote is going to probably go to the guy with the urinating computer because not only is she a beating, she sounds crazy. Sean.
I also like the first guy. Believe it or not, I don't know if I believe the second dude.
The computer? You don't know if you believe it.
I don't know if I believe it.
All right.
But I definitely believe the first one, total beating.
Yeah, the one with the engagement ring.
Exactly.
All right, Sky.
Well, these are all of my thoughts. P1 Eric, the first caller with the girl with the engagement ring. Yeah, I do hear a little beating in there, you know, staying in a situation where it sounds
familiar.
Well,
I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, well, how would it sound familiar?
Well, you're a beating,
yeah.
No, actually, I'm
well,
not.
Well, Sky.
Oh, you're the queen beating.
You're beating. Go ahead.
So, I definitely see that there. With the second one, with the urinating on the guy's expensive computer, I don't think beating when I hear that. I think, like, white trash. I think, like, out of your head. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, like, beating. Like, every single day he's getting beat up by this
woman. Eddie, how much time do we have?
Right now you have 4 minutes.
Okay.
And finally, P1 Jason, the girl who breaks up couples, again, doesn't sound like a beating, just sounds really immature, really needing attention, whatever. So I do agree with Eddie and Sean that P1 Eric has the biggest beating.
Ah, wow. There you go. And in the battle of the beatings. Eric, are you there?
I am.
There you go. You're a winner. You won the Monty Python set. Can you hang on the line?
I sure can.
All right.
I would know.
Will you shut up, Sean?
You're an expert, I'm just saying.
How am I an expert?
All right, we have, Eddie, 3 minutes left?
You still have four.
Still have four minutes left. Do we have time to do another one, or should we wrap it up?
It's up to Chase, what he wants to do in this
Chase,
last
if,
four.
Chase, yeah, what do you think?
If we're at 4 minutes, I think we could probably close it up with maybe the beating song to close out the game.
Okay, the one that you did, right? Here we go. I'm sorry.
No.
That would not be it.
Hey.
That would not be the song.
P. Ashley.
Here we go.
Sky is on the Mikey show. She loves black men with the fro. Too bad she's married.
Yeah.
She flies a chopper day and night. And she wishes she weren't white. Her voice is scary. Makes him wanna cry. Well, she's full of confidence. Even though she lacks good sense, she's a news girl. She's a Democrat at heart, and every time she hears a fart, she wants to hurl. She's a beating. Whoa, 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 she's a beating. Slapping around little black Ramsey. She married Donkey Kong. Well, she makes Eddie tear out his hair, and Sean wants to punch her. Ashley is her little pal. Mikey has to wonder, how can she be so insane? And what'd she do to blunder? She's gonna vote for Hillary in 2008. Hey, hey, hey.
Ah. Well, there you go. Yeah, that song was actually written by Chase last week's challenge. Chase Chris had to come up with a parody song. That's what he came up with. This is where the competition gets its toughest. Eddie, that's it, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's got like 2 minutes left, but I mean, I figure we could.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. There's the 30 minutes. So to review, we did a, what do you call the bit that we did with Ashley, Chase?
It was because I had it planned as a bet. It was just kind of the Ashley vocabulary bet.
Okay. And then next up was the Battle of the Beatings, where we compared beating stories, and Sky gave the winner.
Yeah.
All right. Just want people to remember that. We'll talk about it. Somebody, you will have to be critiqued tomorrow in the boardroom about that, but we will discuss it. We will discuss it. All right, John, you're next up. Now, I don't have anything in front of me, John, about what you want done, so you're going to have to explain.
All right, no problem. Good morning, first of all.
And good morning to you, good sir.
And good luck to you all in this 20-hour venture. So, all right, well, to start off, I kind of wanted to do a little thing. You know, it's the beginning of the 28-hour show. I know there's probably, you know, I've realized over the last couple of weeks, talking to a lot of the P1s and the P1 Army, there are a lot of new listeners to your guys' show.
Uh-huh.
People who, you know, haven't been, they just started listening this last month. They're not familiar with a lot of the characters on the show.
Yeah.
Or you guys, you know, so they had a lot of questions. So my first segment, you know, of part of getting to know the Mikey Show, I wanted to call the Mikey Show Confessions.
Okay.
And so what I had was a bunch of people in the P1 Army had messaged me with questions that they wanted to ask you guys. You know, they don't ever have the chance. You know, there's never really an opportunity for them to really call in. They don't
know
when to call in.
I like it.
So they wanted to, you know, kind of have me relay these questions to you, and I figure I will read them to you guys, and you guys
can answer. And we can kind of go off on those questions for as long as we want.
Whatever you guys want to do.
I like it.
Your answers can be whatever. But, you know, as a listener, I'm a P1 myself, so, you know, I figure I can represent them and ask you guys these questions.
All right.
So there's a few for each of you guys.
Hope you don't mind. I'm having to eat my breakfast now because we can't do this off the air.
I'm kind of hungry, though. I am. I might be pulling Ashley and steal some of your food.
There you go.
What's the name of this game?
Mikey Show Confessions.
All right.
And the first question I want to read was interesting because it got sent to me last night at 11 at night by a P1 listener, and I was kind of wondering what her...
P1 who? You got it. You should tell
him. I say that. This is for Mikey. This question's for you, and it's from P1 Courtney with a K.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, her question is, would your wife be upset if I bent over your lap and have you give me 24 birthday spankings in my thong? It would make my birthday.
And that is from Courtney.
P1 Courtney with a K.
You know, my wife is Christian. I am Christian. So that being said, I'm sure my wife would not have a problem with her being in her thong and having me give her 24 spankings.
And one for good luck.
Yeah, my wife is a good Christian woman, and I think as a good Christian woman, one of her priorities is for her husband to be happy. No, of course not. Of course my wife would be offended and would not want such a thing to take place. And I, as a good Christian man, could not, in fact, spank Courtney in her thong. Well, however, I, as a good Christian person, am allowed to ask questions. Blonde or brunette?
No.
It's a joke for crying out loud.
Yeah, Courtney with a K, if you're listening, you should call in and maybe Eddie will do it for you.
There you go.
Now, the next question is from P1 Lord Matt. He's actually the leader of the beating fighters. I see Sky shaking her head.
Sky, why are you shaking your head?
Because I know that guy. Isn't it the anti-beatings, or are there two groups?
They're the beating fighters, actually.
Oh, the beating fighters.
Yeah, and he's the leader, the ringleader.
Great.
Right. And he has three questions for Sean, actually. Oh, so right. I'll have to move over so Sean can answer them. But the first question he has is, which do you enjoy better during the moment of intimacy? Which would you enjoy more, strangling your beloved?
Oh, my goodness.
Or poking her with sharp objects?
Ridiculous.
The poking with sharp objects, I don't know. I mean, what kind of gratification can you get out of that?
Well, how stupid.
I really feel like the question is fundamentally flawed. Of course it would be strangling.
Sean.
Strangling is always better.
All right.
Always
okay.
Higher. Hold on, I'm not done.
No, you're done.
He said it's we could answer as long as we
listen,
want.
That's ridiculous.
And I've got a lot to say.
That's ridiculous.
All right, well, we have two more questions for you, so you can go off on these maybe. He wants to know, what would you find funnier, an old lady being hit by a bus or a baby getting bit in the face by a dog?
Okay, ridiculous.
Well, I like children. I don't want to see them get hurt, usually.
Right.
Unless they're loud.
Okay.
But an old woman being hit by a bus, always awesome and always hot.
Okay,
hey,
John.
Hot.
And finally, if your persona was worked into the cast of Lost, whose light would you snuff out first and why?
Oh.
I think I want to take my headphones off for this part.
It
I
mean,
this
probably,
is making me uncomfortable.
I'm oddly
Excuse
aroused.
Me, can I finish?
Okay.
Probably Hurley because he's the hottest.
Okay. Oh.
Sean.
Okay, now the next question I have is from P1 Squeeze Cheese. It's for Ashley.
Huh?
And the question is, Ashley, have you ever kissed a girl? And if so, was tongue involved?
Yes, multiple times. Back in my days.
Many times, I'm
Yesterday?
Guessing.
No. Back when I was a crazy freshman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the next question is for Sky, and it's from P1 Brett. And Brett wants to know, do you ever let Ramsey go joyriding in the beach car?
Ah, good question.
Great question.
Well, Ramsey is not real, so that question makes
Scott,
no sense.
That's a lie.
He's pretty Scott, hang on a minute. I forgot to... Sky.
What?
We have to be honest.
Well, I just was. Ramsey is not a real person. He's someone you guys have made
well, then
up.
Why?
And
then why are you holding on to a bullwhip?
Well, I'm not. I'm eating you my just, breakfast you, from the studio diner.
You just used it.
Well, no.
You just used it again.
I got my hammy vice.
You're
and
using
I'm,
it again.
I'm eating that.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
Eddie, don't you start. Oh. Don't you start.
I think it's terrible that she acknowledged your existence, Ramsey.
Oh, Miss Sky 2, please acknowledge me.
Yeah, I'm Miss Sky 2.
I'm not Sky 2. My name is just Sky, yeah, and Miss Ramsey's
Sky
not real.
Sky 2D2, please.
So dumb. Okay.
Yeah. Weren't you in the extras on the new release of Revenge of the Sith? Sky 2D2?
Shut up.
I'm just asking a question. Hey, would you like to hear what Sean and I were doing last night? Sean and I were coming up with early 80s raps in the voice of Miss Sky.
Well, that's hilarious. We have other things
at Mikey's house.
Okay. Well, that's just really creepy. But we have other things to do right now.
Sean, get me started on one. How did it go? Just give me the beginning and I'll remember because my mind is blank. I'm a recovering alcoholic, too.
Yeah. I must be recovering as well.
His name is Ramsey and he's real, real cool.
Okay.
Sky and Sean did that for an hour last night at my house.
I did?
Sky, you were
I was there?
Yeah, Sky was there. Yes, we did.
Wow.
His
it
name's
was a lot
and,
of fun, too.
His name is Ramsey and he's real, real black.
All right.
What is that noise? What is the noise
There's
I'm hearing?
A noise?
Oh, she is. She makes me insane. It was Ashley. She had her mic.
No, that's. That's rewinding.
She's rewinding something, and it's so loud. Look, now she turned it off. Go ahead, John.
All right. Now I have a question for B-Rob from P1 Grant.
Shoot.
And his question is, if you had to make out with Gay Chase for 5 minutes... Or sit through a Red Sox game at Fenway Park in a Yankees uniform.
Whoa.
What would you rather do?
Oh.
Great question.
Great question.
Is it tongue involved?
Lots of tongue.
What are you smiling
gay
at?
Gay Chase, butt grabbing too.
Definitely Gay Chase.
Yeah. I'm thinking I'd have to make out with him.
You would make out with him before you would go to Fenway Park.
We should have to arrange that.
Before you would go to Fenway Park.
This is all theoretical.
Rob.
I can't.
All right, theoretically.
My hometown
Rob,
in a
Rob,
Yankees
Rob.
Thing.
Theoretically.
I'm saved with my manhood, man.
Yeah, okay, really. Fine.
But
you're,
Yankees,
by the way, you're saying
Yankees
that. You're,
uniform?
By the way, you're saying that with your dreadlocks sticking out of the top of your head like Bam Bam.
Yes.
Okay? I'm secure
it's
in
more,
my manhood.
More comfortable.
Now, you're telling me that you would make out with Gay Chase.
I got to sit at a in Fenway. Wait. All right, let's say what game is it? Is it at a Yankees?
Game 6.
It's versus the Yankees.
ALCS.
It's game 5 last year. Division championship. ALCS.
Oh, jeez.
And every time the Yankees do something, you got to cheer. Every time the Yankees do something, you got to cheer. Hey, if like the Red Sox hit a home run, you have to go, suck.
Oh, it hurts. Hurts deep down inside.
All right, so we'll make out with Gay Chase. There you go, Grant.
Wow.
All right.
Austin Robb is gay.
No.
Who knew?
There we go.
First big revelation of the 28-hour show. Yep. Rob is gay.
There it is. There that's it awesome. Is.
At least it came out early in the show, so go with it the rest of the show.
He came out.
You have more, John?
Actually, that's it for the questions. There's a few more.
Great. So everybody got a question but me. Thanks, John. I'll remember that in the boardroom.
I do have a question.
I'll remember that in the boardroom.
No, you didn't.
I do have a question.
Making it up.
No,
he got
actually,
upset.
It's cool. I don't want it. I'm not going
to
answer it.
It's from P1 Justin. You can answer it or not. But he wanted to know if you're still being stalked by Amy and you ignore her existence. Or did she come to realize that you're not into her and she quit harassing you?
Why are you choosing to... You wrapped up your segment. Why are you choosing to add this now? Because I got pissed.
Sorry.
Yeah, see?
You know, I thought it was a good question, but it was on the first page. I didn't want to rifle through papers.
Cool. That's cool. I'm not offended at all.
Love you, Eddie.
All right.
Anyways, also, the next...
I love you, John.
Next little bit I have is called... It's part still part of the segment of Getting to Know the Mikey Show, and it's called Who's More Likely?
I like it. I like it already.
And this is just... For everyone in general, you can all answer to see who knows each.
Let me make you pause for just a second, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Because you know how confused I get with this.
Uh huh.
That's why you're Uber producer. When do I get to say what I thought of Chase and his deal, and when do I get to say what I think of this segment with John?
Well, I mean, we can briefly talk about it after they're done.
Right.
And we give our critiques on it.
Right.
But then they come back tomorrow morning when we're still on the air.
Yep.
At 7 a.m. to go to the boardroom, which, you know, you have to talk about.
So when John wraps up, I can briefly say
we could discuss it. And then tomorrow's boardroom is a basic overall, you know, who's going
to
win.
Before we continue, let me do this.
The Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. Official home of the Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is...
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.
How's this work, John?
All right. Well, like I said, it's still part of the Getting to Know the Mikey Show, because there's a lot of listeners who would love to know everything about you guys. So this little bit
that ever would have been on the Mikey Show, in my opinion, unless we were playing this game, the answer is Ashley. I think Ashley would pass gas and blame it on somebody else. Eddie.
Can I say myself?
Yeah, you can say yourself.
Me.
Sky.
Ashley.
Sean.
Ashley.
Boston Rob. Boston Rob, the question is, who on the show is most likely to pass gas and blame it on somebody else?
Eddie.
Ashley?
Definitely Eddie.
All right.
That's funny.
All right, there's everybody's opinions.
Well, the next question I have is pretty much for the guys, and is which one of you guys is more likely to cry during a chick flick?
Oh. we all answer this?
It's anyone could put in their opinion.
We all okay. Yeah. Me, well, this is Mikey. I say me easily. Eddie,
this is an interesting question because my initial instinct is immediately to say you,
right?
But I don't know that you would necessarily be a crier.
Yeah,
at a chick flick.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And this is going to shock you with my answer. I'm going to say Sean.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, yeah. Sean's a very sensitive guy. Yeah. Sky?
Right off, immediately I knew who it was, Eddie.
Eddie would?
That's my thought.
Yeah, Eddie has cried, watching...
I cried during...
Home Makeover.
Yes. Extreme Makeover, yes. Home Edition. Home Edition.
Watch The Notebook.
Wow.
But I don't really cry during chick flicks. Like,
watch
they annoy
the,
me.
Watch The Notebook.
No, I hear The Notebook tears everybody to pieces.
Yeah, The Notebook
I'll
is really...
Gross.
Sean.
Me.
Boston Rob.
What was the last movie you cried at, Sean?
Saw 2.
I love that, man. I love that guy. Boston Rob.
I'm going to go Eddie because of the Home Makeover thing.
Mm-hmm. Ashley.
I'm going to say Sean.
All right. Sean's a sensitive person.
Yes, he is very sensitive.
All right, go ahead, John.
All right, well,
the next bit I have, those were just a few, actually, who's more likely that were emailed to me from one of the listeners. So,
go ahead.
The next little segment I have is actually a game where we're going to need three listeners to call in, and pick their pony. Like, and out of three, it's Sean, it's Mikey, and Eddie are the three who will be competing against each other.
Okay.
And the three listeners need to call in and choose which one they think is going to win the game. And the game is called Crap or Fact. Now, what it is I have 10 random strange facts here that I'm going to hand to Skye to read.
Oh, my.
And she'll read them off one at a time. And they're very random and strange ones. And you guys will choose if you think that's an actual fact or if it's fake, if it's crap. And then whoever has the most answers right, whoever picked you, uh-huh, will win whatever prize you guys will have. You guys have available for the
okay,
for the callers.
Well, screen them up, Rob.
I'm gonna give you the same prize that I gave Chase. To be fair, so
okey-dokey.
It's the Monty Python.
Okay,
set. Cool.
All right. So now, when Skye reads, just keep in mind they're very random, very strange facts. So some of them will be true, some of them will be fake. It's your guys' judgment when you hear them, when she reads them to you. If you guys think it's true, then just say it's a fact.
And so I read it, and then correct. 1, 2, 3, the guys guess.
They give their answers, and there's 10 of them, so whoever gets the most right.
Oh, I like it.
And then there's tiebreakers at the end if it does come down to a tie, but there's 10.
Can we get a louder, cooler next time? Yeah. So loud.
Oh, let me hear it. Is that a coffin? Are we keeping our drinks in a coffin? Oh, that's awful. All right. Nice. All right. Let's get some people on the line here. P1, Justin, who do you want?
Mikey.
You want me?
Yeah.
Hang on. P1, Derica, who do you want?
Sean.
All right, hang on. And another P1, Justin, you have Eddie. Hang on, okay?
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. Crap
or fiction? Is that what's
crap or fact?
Crap or fact.
There is a 1 in 685,000 chance that you will accidentally drown in your own bath.
How much?
A 1 in 685,000
chance that you will drown in your own bath. I say that is crap. Eddie?
Actually, the number seems high to me. I think there's a better chance. So I will say crap.
Sean.
Fact.
Sean is the only one to get that one correct.
Oh, wow.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. That is a fact. Wow.
Yes.
I agreed with you, Eddie.
Yeah.
I thought there would be a more likely chance that it would happen than that.
A lot of stupid people out there.
Yeah.
All right. Should there be a crash, Prince Charles and Prince William never travel on the same airplane as a precaution.
Interesting. I say that is crap, Eddie.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously crap being, you know, there's the vice president thing. It's pretty obvious that, you know, England doesn't do the same thing as us. I'd say it's crap.
Yeah, not to mention, this is royalty. This is not This is not politics. Go ahead, Sean.
Crap as well.
You are all incorrect. That is a fact.
Holy cow, we're stupid. We're really dumb.
On them.
How many?
18 people per year.
Awesome.
I hate this. 18 people killed a year through vending machines falling on them. That's crap. Eddie.
Fact?
Sean.
Crap.
Sean says crap.
Eddie is the only one to get that wrong.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, bitch.
When she loves games, awesome. When she does games, she's the best at it.
So you gotta mix it up sometimes. You gotta mix it up a little bit. You gotta wait for me to finish the sentence.
Only when I'm
so
doing it.
So bitchy and mean, but so funny.
Shaquille O'Neal was the first basketball player on a Wheaties box.
That is utter and complete and total crap. Eddie.
Please, crap.
Sean.
Crap.
You all got that correct? Jimmy Fix, the man who made jogging popular, died of a heart attack while jogging.
Fact. Eddie.
Fact.
Sean.
Fact.
You are all correct again.
I answered that first. I had no idea if that was true.
Oh. You said it
I
so
said it immediately. That's why, I tried to throw you off.
That's why I answered it. I thought you knew.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Guys. Jimmy Kimmel was once in an amateur porn film in the early 90s.
Crap. Eddie.
Crap.
Sean.
Crap.
You are all correct again. Sex is a natural antihistamine. A lot of lovemaking can unblock a stuffy nose and can help combat asthma and hay fever.
I know.
Shut
up. Oh. I know the answer to this one.
You realize by you just saying that, yeah, you, that you helped us.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, you are so dumb.
Eddie, what do I do about Ashley for the next 26 hours? What do I do?
Kick her in her fart box.
I mean, apparently that's a fact.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Fact?
Sean?
Fact?
Well, yes, Ashley gave it away.
You're so
that
dumb.
You are
you're so
the
dumb.
Dumbest broad.
We're sorry, John.
Do it again. I'm
We're sorry, John.
John. I want to apologize to you for our assistant producer.
Okay, I understand. It's
it won't happen again.
All right.
Just so you know, John has 5 minutes.
All right, we got 3 questions left. To date, 1 out of every 15 players in the NBA have been shot.
Gosh, I hope that's a fact, because I love that.
That's crap. Eddie.
Yeah, that's crap.
Sean.
Crap.
You are all correct again. All right. It only takes 7 pounds of pressure to rip off your ears.
Wow. That's really good. B-Rob, get in here.
B-Rob for punches.
B-Rob for ripping ears.
Yeah, I want to hang a 7-pound weight on his ear. I say that's crap. Eddie.
I'm going to say fact.
Oh. Sean.
I'll say fact as well.
Mikey, you're the only one to get that wrong.
Yes! See how she does that?
It's awful.
It's the worst.
Now, number 10, I'm not so sure of.
Okay.
I guess we'll give it a shot. Okay. I mean...
Is it something that's beyond my...
No. It's just... Here it is. OJ did it.
Well, there is no answer to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's no answer to that.
That was my thought.
It's kind of a personal opinion to see what you guys thought.
Well, how do you say that it's crap or fact?
Fact, yeah. So, but,
I mean, if we go by fact, he didn't do it.
According to the court of law.
According to the court of law, he didn't do it. But we all know he did it.
Oh. Come on.
Hang on a second.
Wait a minute, OJ. You did it, though.
I've been searching for the real killer for the whole time.
No, you
I've
haven't. You've been playing
free.
Golf
yeah,
every day.
Well, the killer could be on the course.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. So, we can't answer that one.
So, even with 9 questions, we still have a clear-cut winner.
Crap.
Who is it?
The winner is P1 Dorica for picking Sean.
Oh, well.
Shawnee.
Dorica?
Derica.
Sorry, Derica.
Derica, you are a winner.
Woo-hoo.
Hang on the line, okay?
All right,
Eddie, are we good? That's it, right?
I mean, he's got 3 minutes left.
Forget it. I mean, if we're that close, it's like, you know, that's that.
Okay.
Cool.
Now, can I get my thoughts?
Well, let's you know, send them away. They did good.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. Get out of here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, John. Right. Thank you, Chase.
See you guys tomorrow morning.
And I don't want them going. Do they have to go in Ashley's studio, or can they beat it? Okay, thanks, guys.
Go listen to the.
And go listen in the car. Eddie.
Yes.
I said to you in the office this morning, after reading what Chase was going to do, I didn't know what John was going to do. I knew what Chase is going to do, and I knew that we couldn't execute the spontaneously have come up a bet between Sean and Ashley, because if it's spontaneous, how do we give him credit for it?
Correct.
And so, and I thought it was stupid. I also thought that the Battle of the Beanings was a really bad idea to have Sky judge it. And I thought, you know, somehow I had this radio instinct that the stories that we got would suck. And they kind of did. I thought they sucked. I thought they were lame and just not very interesting. Was that it? Was that all he did?
Yeah. And then he exited with his parody song.
Then he exited with his parody song. Specifically with the bet between Sean and Ashley. I just thought that it was kind of... I liked that game. I really did like that game where we ask Ashley to use a word in a sentence because it's very real and it's very funny. And when you can get those two things together, that's good. That's really good. The only thing that I thought was really bad decision-making on his part was the payoff to have her sing Total Eclipse of the Heart, which turned out good but made no sense. I'm fighting with myself because Eddie's worked with me for years in radio and knows that a lot of times with me, things don't have to make sense to me. As long as they're funny, who cares? Overall, I thought he did what I thought he would do. He came in here with some grandiose ideas that couldn't be executed well. Overall, I thought John did what I thought he would do. Came in here with vanilla. He came in here with just bland oatmeal that, in a way, we kind of turned good. We added the brown sugar and the raisins and all the stuff. I hated the first game, the Ask Us Questions. I hated it. Mostly because it brought back something to the show that I have worked very hard to get rid of, which is the whole, like, sexual angle. I'm bored of it. You want that? Listen to Stern. You want to hear sex and chicks and that ain't what I do. And when dude goes to satellite, if that's what you want, go get yourself a satellite dish. Knock yourself out. Because that's not what I do. And we've become number one doing what we do. And so when I heard that back on my show again, the Christian in me now is just like, I don't like it. And the other part of me is just like, boring. I'm bored of it already. So, but then his second game, I want to play that again. That game that we just did, I don't like the name Crap or Fact.
Oh, well, he did the Who's More Likely in between those two games.
Forgettable.
I completely forgot
about it. Who's More Likely? That was the stupidest thing we've ever done.
Oh, no.
Going around the room and guessing who's more likely to fart and that, like that. Humor and that angle of like, let's go to like poop humor and the fart stuff. And like, it's just not what we like. This show's funnier than that. The Mikey Show. I think we're funnier than that. Listen the next 26 hours. You'll find out. So I didn't dig that. However, he ended on the right note, man. I really liked Crap or Fact. I don't like the name. I just think it's not catchy. It's not cool. But God, that's a fun game. I mean, I like when listeners are playing along and they get to like kind of wonder if that's the deal, you know? It's kind of like a lot of people, you know, I got an email from a guy that said, hey, how come you do celebrity birthdays? Because I think it's kind of fun to sit in your car and go, yeah, how old is Paris Hilton today? I don't know, 22, 21, I don't know. So, man, Eddie, it's really going to be tough, dude, for me to figure out which one of these guys is going to win because they both gave me something. What did you think, Eddie?
Well, my name is George.
Yes, George.
All right.
I think Chase, as usual, was very well prepared. He was emailing me a lot with questions, and he had very good concepts, as usual, like you said. Execution-wise, not very well thought out. Mm-mm. It was all over the map.
Yep.
If we have a hard time understanding it, how are we supposed to perform it?
I forgot to say that, by the way, and this is kind of what you're saying. Like, we had to help him so much.
Yeah.
Like, go, like hey, should we do this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm hitting the sound effects, you know?
But I have to say, the Ashley Sean thing, even for all of its flaws, was the funniest thing we've done this morning.
Yeah, it is.
Like, that made me cry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it wasn't really his concept. It's kind of what it just happened. Naturally, but I mean, it was in his 30 minutes, so I gotta give him credit for it. The beating game was boring. I was bored to tears with that.
Yeah,
I kind of get where he was going with it, but
boring.
I was bored. And then his song is good, and I was smart of him to throw that in the last second. John, I actually didn't get that feeling that you did as far as like the sexual stuff, because I don't even remember what we talked about that was sexual. I mean, if you got that feeling, I understand, and you're right, that's not part
of it. He was asking about banging this and banging that. If you bang this girl, you bang that girl, and I'm like,
well, he was saying about you spanking the chick in the thong, like that's what he led off with directly towards Mikey.
But then he went, and I don't know if it was that one or the who's more likely, but there was something about banging somebody, or I don't remember either.
But the who's more likely game, I thought it's a really good concept. Because there's actually like board games that do that. I don't know what board game it is, but it's a board game where, you know, you get your friends together and you kind of figure out who's more likely to do stuff. And that's kind of a fun game. The questions were bad. That's where he got, you know, the
maybe a cool concept, but
you know, like the farting and stuff like that. That's kind of dumb. Like,
come up
like,
with something
like
cool.
If you would have said, you know, who's more likely to stop and help somebody on the side of the road, like to me,
that's good. See, that's good.
There you go. That's the flaw of that game. But it was a good concept. Yeah. I liked it. And I was, when he said it, I'm like, oh, this could be really good.
You changed my mind. But the problem is, it was in his 30 minutes.
Right, exactly. But Crap or Fact was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I give him credit. It was a very good game.
I want to play that game again.
Sure. All he had to do, though, to make the name better was reverse it, Fact or Crap.
Yeah.
That sounds better to me.
Sky. I'm sorry, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Carolyn.
So I used to be George, but that's cool. So, yeah, you know the kind of person I am. Like, you know, I don't want to say, well, I guess this is accurate. I sweat the small stuff. You know what I mean? So there were a lot of little bits and pieces that were making me uncomfortable because they were, like, missing. Like, with Chase's game with Ashley and the vocabulary and Sean, you know, when he came out and said, no, let's not give the definitions of those words, I'm like, you got to be effing kidding me right now.
Yes.
Like,
Sky, I'm glad you're bringing that up. You're absolutely right.
And just the fact that he wants Ashley to sing this song, and it doesn't seem like he provided her lyrics, which she made it funnier by singing to Sean versus singing the actual lyrics, but that's her.
Listen, I give Ashley a lot of crap on the show. I got to give her credit for something. Ashley has a very, very natural and genuine comic ability and comic timing.
Well, that's why she's on the show.
That's why she's on the show. And thank God for Ashley during that bit, and she genuinely makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And so she did in that segment. But, I mean, what if he would have given that to anybody else?
Yeah, or what if Ashley would have followed his directions to the letter? That thing would have been a flop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It would have been a complete flop. Like, he lucked out that she's funny.
She saved it for him.
She made it good.
Yeah.
Not what he put together. She was good.
You know, and I had issues because he was claiming, oh, well, if she gets this one right, there could be a tie. But I was actually keeping track, and she had lost.
How about this, though? You know what we might have to think about, what you just said about the Ashley thing?
What?
You're right. Like, it wasn't his planning, you know? But the argument could be made, he knows Ashley's funny. And that is what happened. It happened in his 30 minutes. Like, do we judge him on what actually happened? Or do we judge him based on...
Like, see, that's my thing. I'm kind of focusing on what they brought to the table, Ashley brought to the table.
See, and I thought, you know, I mixed a little bit of, you know, because, hey, you know, we gotta do our thing. We got to execute in our way.
Yeah. Battle of the Beatings, I agree with you guys. Boring. It was weird that I was the one judging. It was just kind of weird.
By the way, 570-1053, call us and tell us what you think. I want to see who put on the better 30 minutes in your opinion, P1s. Was it P1 Chase or P1 John? Call us at 570-1053.
I was a fan of what John did.
But if I can just real quick before you move on to John.
Sure.
You do have to admit, though, that the Ashley thing was the funniest thing that's happened in that hour. Don't you agree?
Now, wait a minute. Are we talking about her singing Total Eclipse of the Heart?
No, I'm saying like her screwing up the words. I mean, it happened in his 30 minutes. That, you know, to me, that was the funniest part of her screwing up the words. And even though the game was really flawed,
mm-hmm.
and there were so many things that you
said
were right.
Like, we can work that bit we can work it and bring that bit back and make it work and be good.
Yeah, but in the long run, it was still hysterical, right?
It was hysterical within that 30-minute time span.
Yes.
But Skye's kind of got a take on that.
Yeah.
She says that's not his fault that it was funny.
Yeah, that's not his
doing.
Yeah.
He didn't do that.
Sure, but it's in his 30 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And that's what Mikey was saying. What are we going off of? Are we going over what he brought to the table or what ended
Ashley
up happening?
Brought to the table.
Well, what he brought to the table versus what Ashley ended up making happen is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we looking at? I mean, maybe we're looking at both.
To the ultimately, Donald? It'll be up to me.
Yeah. So with John, I'm in. Like I said, I'm kind of, one of those people who sweat the small stuff. He came in prepared. He had all his questions. He knew how he wanted his games to go. Granted, I agree with you guys that the Mikey Show confessions and the who's more likely, the questions were horrendous and didn't fit the show and could have been a lot better. But I did like the game, and, he had his stuff together. And Crapper Fact, I thought, was awesome. I'm fully in on that, and I'm excited to play that again. Mm. So,
Let's do traffic.
Okay. Let's see. Where does it go? Okay. Here we go. And let me hit this little thing right here.
Rock 105.3 Traffic. Brought to you by Sleep Train Mattress Centers.
Oh.
Rick, are you there?
Interesting.
Oh, hey there, Dozers. It's
Hey.
I thought I would fill in if he's not going to be there. Well, let me know when he's there. IM him or whatever, and when he's there, I'll bring him back up again.
There.
You want to take some phone calls on
I want to find out what people thought. P-